Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Reish Samech Beis. We are on the top of page 68. Simen Reish Samech Beis is Lekadesh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch U'B'Ksus Nekia. To be Mekadesh HaShabbos with a set table and with clean clothing. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yisader Shulchano, one should set his table, V'yatziya hamitos, and he should make the beds, V'yisakein kol inyanei habayis, and he should fix up all the inyanim of the house, K'dei sheyimtze'enu oruch u'mesudur b'vo'u mi'beis ha'kneses, so that when he comes home from shul, he finds the table set and the house mesudur in time for the suda. V'yesh shulchanu oruch, the Rama says the shulchan should be set kol yom ha'shabbos, the whole day of Shabbos, V'chein ha-minog, and that is the minog, V'ein l'shanos, one should not change from that minog. Says the Mishabura, Yisader Shulchano, Sivkotan Aleph, Mi-Erev Shabbos, Le-Lele Shabbos. You should set the table from Erev Shabbos for the Suda of Leil Shabbos. And then we said one should make the beds. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Beis, She-Yoshven Aleihem, this is referring to the beds that they sat on. V'to She-Tia Mutzas Gam Hamita She-Yoshven Aleha. It's good not only to make the beds that you're going to sit on, but also to make the beds that you're going to sleep on. In note number 2, he points out, V'Hakiso She-Bizmanenu. Our chairs nowadays, Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shehemu Chanam LiYeshiva, they're automatically ready for sitting. V'ein Shach Bem Din Zed, this din doesn't apply. And therefore, Nogei Lanu is the bed should be made, L'Kavit Shabbos. Sivkotan Gimel. We said the reason why you should be Mesadar Yeshulchan, and be Metziah the Mitos, and be Yisakin Kol Inyan Yabayis, Kedei Sheyim Tze'enu Aruch U'Mesudah Bevo and Besak Nesah, so you should find everything set when you come back from shul. Says the Mishabura, Shezel Kovet Shabbos, that is the honor of Shabbos. Va'amru Chachameinu Zal, Chazal tell us, Shnei Malochei Hashareis Melavin Lo La'odom Bi'erev Shabbos Mibes Akneses Labeso. There are two ministering angels that escort a person on Erev Shabbos, on the night of Shabbos, from Shul to his house. Echad Tov Ve'echad Ra. One is a good Malach and one is a bad Malach. Kishabola Beso, when he goes to his house, Ummatza Nerdolok Vashulchan Aruch Umita Musas, and we find a candle lit and a table set and the bed made, Malach Tov Omer, the good Malach says, Yiratzon Shie Kain L'Shabbos Haba. He should be Zeichet to have the same thing next Shabbos. Umalach Ra One Amen Bal Korcho. And the bad Malach is forced to answer Amen to the Bracha of the good Malach. And if you go home, things are not set up properly, then Chas V'Shalom will be the opposite. The bad Malach would get to speak first, and the good Malach will be forced to answer Amen to his Kolah. Tov lefanos kurei akobish mehabayis mibodyum. It is good to clear out the spider webs from the house before Shabbos. Lenakos esabayis lekavet Shabbos, in order to clean out the house for the honor of Shabbos. V'tovli zor b'suda salaylo. It's good to be careful at the night suda. Shelo lizrok dover bebayis chutz lashulchan. Not to throw anything outside of the table around the house. In ein darko l'chabir esabayis b'davar amutter. If you don't have the custom to be sweeping around the house afterwards in a permissible way, don't throw things outside beyond the table. Unless it is darko l'chabir esabayis b'davar amutter achar suda zu. Unless you normally sweep out the floor after the suda, kedesh lo yanavel asabayis, in order that you should not dirty up the house. V'chein besuda shachris emeinu mechavdu achakach, and so too by the daytime suda, don't be throwing things outside of your table if it's not your derech to sweep up afterwards. Sivkotan Dalet is going in the Rama that says v'yesh shulchanu aruch kol yom haShabbos. The table should be set the whole Shabbos ad la'achar havdala, all the way till after havdala. The table should be set. There should be a tablecloth on the table. Yesh nohagim liyo shtei mapos al haShulchan. Some are noheg to have two cloths on the table, milvad halyona shalal halechem, besides the covering over the bread, they have two tablecloths on their table. Mishum shekeshem minarim hamapa nimsa shulchan magula. If you only have one tablecloth and you want to shake it out outside and your table is bare, so they have two cloths and they clear out one, the other one is still there covering the table. Says the mechaber vaitas of beis, yishtadel sheyu lo bigodin noyim l'shabbos. One should see to it that he has nice clothing for Shabbos. V'im i'ev shalo, if it's not possible for him, he can't afford to buy nicer clothing, l'fachos, at the very least, yishal shel bigodav l'mata derakavad, he should pull his garments down in an honorable way. The Ramos says, what does it mean, yishal shel pirish? Yishal shalem klape mata, pull them downward, sheyu arukim kemidas ha'ashirim hayoshim v'besam. So that your garments should be longer like the wealthy people that sit in their houses, they don't have to lift up their garments to do work, they're just sitting around. That is an aspect of chashivas. Says the Mishabura Sekotan, hey, yishtadel, one should be mishtadel that he should have begodim noyim l'shabbos, diksiv v'chibadito. Because the pasuk says v'chibadito, you should honor Shabbos. V'darshu chazal and chazal darshin shelo yehei malbushecha shel Shabbos k'malbushecha shel chol. Your clothing of Shabbos should not be like your clothing of the week. V'tov shelo yulbash b'Shabbos mikol ma shelovash b'chol. It is good that you should not wear on Shabbos from anything that you wear during the week. Afilu cholok, even your shirt. Not referring to your undergarments, but your garments under your outer garments. Even your shirt should be changed for Shabbos. The im efsher lo to shielo gam talis acher l'Shabbos. If you can see to it, it is good as well to have a separate talis for Shabbos. If you look at note number 8, he says, v'lachgor es hachagora shekhoger bachol. Can you wear your weekday belt on Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, B'shem the Arizal shelo yachkor. Don't wear even your weekday belt on Shabbos. V'chein nog hagro. L'hachluf es kol begodav l'lo yotzei min haklal. The gro is nog to change every single one of his garments without exception. V'achazunish nohag l'hachluf gam es akipo l'kavad Shabbos. The Chazunish changed his yarmulke for the honor of Shabbos. U'lahachluf es ha'nalayim. In terms of changing your shoes, the Shalosh Neshuvos Rav Polim writes, She'ein zeh b'chal ha'chiyuv l'hachluf es begodav kavod Shabbos. That's not part of the chiyuv of changing your clothes for kavod Shabbos. Achein b'kaf ha'chaim kosov, she'av she'mitzad ha'din ein chiyuv, even though it's not a chiyuv to change your shoes, mikomokom midas chasidus hi l'hachluf, it is certainly a midas chasidus to have separate shoes for Shabbos. V'chein nog ha'chazon ish. That was the minhag of the Chazon Ish. We're going to stop there on the note, but the next part of the note talks about undergarments, that those do not need to be changed and have specific ones for Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura Vayter and Sivkotan Vov. We said you should see to it to have begodim noim l'Shabbos kefi yecholto, according to what you could afford. V'afilim hu baderech levado, even if you're on a road trip by yourself. Ubebeis einam yehudim, or you're in a house of goyim, gam kein yilbash bigdei Shabbos. You should also be wearing your Shabbos clothes. Ki ein hamalbushim lechvod haroim. The clothing that we wear on Shabbos is not for the honors of those who see it. Ki im lekavod haShabbos. Rather, it's for the kavod Shabbos. And it's the same Shabbos, whether you're in shul, whether you're in a hospital, whether you're in a hotel, wherever you are, it's still Shabbos. Kosa b'sefer chasidim. Al yikach odom yeled b'shabbos ad sheyosim tchila kar b'cheko kedei shlo yitani b'godov. A person is wearing a special Shabbos clothes. He should not take a small child into his chest unless he puts some kind of pillow there to block, so his clothes should not get dirty. Sivkoton zayin. Is going on that which we said, if you can't afford the nicer clothing, at least pull down your garments so they're more chashuv. The way the Ramah explained it is yeshal shalom klapei matish yuarukim kemidas hashirim. They should be long like the clothing of the wealthy. Hayoshvim bebesam. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Zayin, hainu she'enam tzrichim lesalai pideyam in haaretz b'shvil malacha. The wealthy people don't have to be lifting up their garments in order to move about to do their malacha. So that's the chashivas that it's longer, so if you can't afford Shabbos clothes, at least in those days they wore like robes, so pull your robe down, it should be longer, it should be more chashuv. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Yilbash Bigodav Hanoim, a person should wear his nice garments, V'yismach Bibiyah Shabbos, and he should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos, Kiyotze Likras HaMelech, like he goes out to greet the king, U'kiyotze Likras Chasan the Kala, like one goes out to greet the Chasan and the Kala. The Rabbi Chanina Ma'atef V'koy B'fanya D'mali Shabbos V'omer Boi V'netzi Likra Shabbos Malchusa. Because Rabbi Yanai would cover himself and he would get up as Shabbos was coming in and he would say, let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Rabbi Yanai Omer Boi Chalo Boi Chalo. Rabbi Yanai would say, come in the Shabbos Kala, come in the Shabbos Kala. The Ramah says, V'yalbish Atzmo V'bigdei Shabbos Miyar Achar Sherochas Atzmo. Zotu Ramah, you should put on your Shabbos clothes right after you wash yourself for Shabbos. V'zeu kovet Shabbos, that is the honor of Shabbos. V'alkein, and therefore, lo yirchas l'Shabbos elosomach la'erev. Therefore, you should not wash for Shabbos except close to Shabbos. Sheyalbish atzma miyad, so you can get dressed right away. Don't tell your kids about that. Then they're fighting who goes last into the shower. But a person ideally should get ready for Shabbos later and put on right away his Shabbos clothes. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Ches, Yilbash. The Mechaber said, Yilbash begodav hanoim. V'yelech bohem ad motzei Shabbos achar Avdolah. And stay in your Shabbos clothes until motzei Shabbos after Avdolah. Look at note number 9. Ubir hagon Rav Nissen Karelitz. She'ein chova lefoshta miyar la'achar Avdolah. Even though the Mishabura says wear your Shabbos clothes until after Avdolah, you do not need to change out of your Shabbos clothes after Avdolah. V'chein kosev aleket ayosher. Shepal ha-tshumas ha-deshen lo poshet esbite ha-shabbos ha-cholach lishon l'tshumas ha-deshen. Did not take off his Shabbos clothes when Shabbos ended. He did not take them off until he went to sleep. Me'idach, on the other hand, ha-chazanish and the stipler, nogu livshot esbite ha-shabbos miyad la'achar ha-avdolah. They changed out of their Shabbos clothes right after Avdolah. Shabbos is over, take off your Shabbos clothes. In the next part of the note, he writes, Ubumotze Shabbos Chazon, on Motze Shabbos, on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Rav Nissen Karel says, Shetzorich Livshot Es Bigdei HaShabbos Miyad La'achar Avdolah. There it's a whole shaila, if you can even wear Shabbos clothes at all. So Zakr Rav Nissen Karel, you should take off your Shabbos clothes right after Avdolah. Kevan Shekola Heter Lilbosh Bigdei Shabbos. Since the whole heter to wear Shabbos clothes, b'Shabbos Chazon, hurak kedei shelo teiroa avelos afaresio. It shouldn't seem like you're doing avelos in public. So therefore, we wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon. V'lochein b'motzei Shabbos. Therefore, after Shabbos, la'achar Avdolah, shekvar lo shayach tamzeh. This reason is no longer applicable. Now you're allowed to have avelos. Shabbos is over. Yesh leposhta miyad. You should take off your Shabbos clothes right after Shabbos Chazon. V'chein das agonu shlomo zamer erbach. That you take off your Shabbos clothes right after Shabbos Chazon. Me'idach, on the other hand, das agonu rav yashiv. She'ein tzoruch leposhta miyad la'achar Avdolah. You do not need to take off your Shabbos clothes even after Shabbos Chazon. Kevan shu kvar lovsham. Since you're really ready wearing them, you keep them on. Achim poshtam kvar osur lachsur lovsham. You took them off maybe to do something else, you can't put them back on. So Rav Yashiv says you can keep your Shabbos clothes on after Shabbos Chazon until you take them off. Once you take them off, you're done. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Tes. V'yismach bebiya Shabbos. You should rejoice at the coming of Shabbos. V'chol ha-marbe l'chabdo, anyone who is increasing the amount of kavod he gives Shabbos, heim begufo, whether it's with his body, that he is doing things in preparation for Shabbos, as a kavod Shabbos, heim begodav, or it's in the garments that he wears for Shabbos, heim ba'achilu shesia, or whether it's through his eating and drinking special for Shabbos, harezim mishubach, that is praiseworthy. V'ayin b'simen reish membez. By Zoyar u'mekubolim hisiru ma'od, and the Zoyar and the Mekubolim, they warn a lot, Shelo yia shum machlokas b'Shabbos. There should be no arguments going on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom ubeprap beinish ish leishto. Specifically between husband and wife, there should be no machlokas on Shabbos. V'chein muchaf begitin, and so too it is clear in Maseches Gittin. Kabihanu beitrei dehavu minzu b'hadi adodi ayin sham. By those two people that had a fight, ayinu v'sham in Gittin nun beis amar aleph. Sivkotan Yud, you should rejoice at the coming of Shabbos like you're going out to greet a king. Biktas mikomos nuhogim lotseis nibes akneses la azara. In some places, the minhag is to go out from the shul to the azara, to the room outside. Va'omrin bo v'neitse, and they say, let's go out and greet Shabbos. The anu nuhogim shemahapchim p'neim letzad marav kishomrin bo v'shalom. Our minhag is that we turn around and we face the west when we say bo v'shalom. V'nohogim lamod oz v'lasos dugmo k'moshe mekabel p'nei adam gadol. And we try to act in a way that we're being mekabel, the face of a great person. Nogu shalol l'kabel as a Shabbos yom ha-kippurim shachal b'Shabbos. The minhag is not to say any kind of kabel Shabbos on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, like this year. Rak sha'omrin mizmer shir l'yom ha-Shabbos kodem baruch hu. All you say is mizmer shir l'yom ha-Shabbos before baruch hu. Even those who are knowing by other Yom Tov that fall on Shabbos, that they do say some parts, or maybe all, of Kabbalah Shabbos, but on Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, we do not say Kabbalah Shabbos. Sivkotan Yud Aleph Miyad Achar. The Ramah said you should wear your Shabbos clothes right after you wash for Shabbos. V'gam ha-noshim nuhogos kodem adlokas haneros lirchos es atzmon velubosh bidei Shabbos. Also, the women are noeg before they light candles to wash themselves and to put on their Shabbos clothes. Va'ashrei lehem, and praiseworthy are they. Amnon b'yom laktzarim, however, in the short winter days, shemis acharim leisha b'chanus, where the women are delaying sitting in the stores, v'acharkach rochatzos v'loshos, and then they wash and get dressed, u'beinkach yavou chas v'shalom v'savig chilu Shabbos, and through all their activities of being in the store and washing and getting dressed, so they're at risk, chas v'shalom, of a suffix of chil Shabbos. L'chein tov lahazir lahem. Therefore, it's good to warn them. Sheyakdimu lavo lirchotz v'lilbosh. They should come back early from the stores in order to wash and get dressed for Shabbos. U'kishemis acheres. And if they get delayed, mitzvah yoser shetadle kach b'mabushe chol. It is more of a mitzvah that they should light the candles when they're wearing their weekday clothes. Milavo chas v'shalom l'safik chil Shabbos, rather to wait until they put on their Shabbos clothes and risk a chil Shabbos of lighting candles too late. V'im habal roesh misacheres. If a husband sees that his wife is delayed in lighting candles, mitzvah gedoyla shehu yad l'kaneros. It's a big mitzvah for him to light the candles. V'lo yashkiyah b'ktotas ishto. And don't worry about your wife getting upset and causing a fight. You're trying to avoid chil Shabbos. If it's getting very close, light the candles. Umitzvah gedolo yoser leishe b'choshech milchalo Shabbos chas v'shalom. And obviously, it's a great mitzvah to sit in the dark without any candles rather than risk chil Shabbos chas v'shalom and light candles too late. If it's a suffix, don't light the candles. Just sit in the dark. And sivkotan yudbe is samach le'erev. Since there is an inyan to put on your Shabbos clothes after you wash, therefore we said in the Ramah, you should not wash for Shabbos until it's close to Shabbos. Hainu kishu rochetz atzmo ma'abe beis. So this is talking about someone who's washing up a little bit in his house and he's getting dressed, so wash up a little bit later. Ukemo shemuva b'gemara. Le'inya Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, like the Gemara brings down the story of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Ayin sham. Aval kishu holech lebeis ha-merchatz. But someone who's going out, he's traveling to the bathhouse. Bevadai me'anochon lahakdim atzmo. For sure he should go earlier. He should not delay it. Go earlier in the day. Kedei shelo yavo lechil Shabbos again, that it should not come to chil Shabbos. Ubeprat, and specifically, bimei achoref, in the winter days, kishayomim kitzarim, when the days are short, and you're going out to the bathhouse, you should not wait to close the Shabbos, you should go earlier. V'ayin le'el b'simen reish samuch, zivkotan alp mishabura mashakasad nusham, and that concludes simen reish samuch beis, emirtz Hashem. Tomorrow, we're going to begin the real halachos of halachos neiros with simen reish samuch gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.